So our Lord came to preach the good news, what is the good news? To preach the gospel, he goes among the people and he heals people, raises people from the dead, he's curing people, and he's preaching this unbelievably wise and amazing teachings, speaking with authority, casting out demons. He's just, imagine living during that time, the people are crazy with joy and excitement and amazement. And here he is walking among them in poverty and seriousness. He can see before his eyes the passion that he's going to have to suffer for the world. And he's preaching the good news. The good news, what is the good news? The good news is the person of Jesus. The person of Jesus, he walks through the world and everything is targeted on him. He is the Redeemer, the one who suffers and dies and opens the gates of heaven. He is God, who we can mystically unite ourselves to him and grab hold of Jesus. We grab hold of Jesus and we're brought up to heaven. That's literally what happens. We're part of the body of Christ. We cling to him in the state of grace, and everything that happened to Jesus is going to happen to us. That's why he did it visibly. He rose from the dead, he ascended into heaven to show, he didn't have to do it in a visible way, and yet he did, because that's exactly what's going to happen to us if we are united to him. So the good news is so many good things. If you know Jesus, if you know his teachings, if you know what he did and what he has promised and what he will do for all of us, this amazing, amazing good news, really good news that's way too good to be true, you would say, and yet it is true, way too be good to be true. What would be, you know, the amazing, what would be the most amazing thing we could ask for in this life? You know, some nice cars, a beautiful mansion, you know, I win the lottery, a beautiful husband or wife, family. You know, we can just dream up things. I was teaching catechism to a family just a couple weeks ago, and one of the little boys says, what will we get in heaven? What will God give me my bucket list of things and to make us happy? And I said, God's going to give you more than your bucket list of things, because all you can think about is the little things you can think about on this earth. God can think about far greater things than what we can think about, and he does and will give us far greater things in heaven. The things that are too good to be true, whatever we can think of, our wildest imaginations, the things that God has prepared for us are way beyond our wildest imaginations, because he is infinite in power and goodness and love and beauty, you know, everything that God can give us. So things too good to be true are true and way beyond what we can imagine. This is good news. If we are united to Jesus, if we obey Jesus, if we love Jesus, if we know Jesus, and that's not just for the next life, all that he promises us and all that he will give to us, but all the things in this life too are such good news. You know, when we study the Catholic faith, you know, I'm teaching this catechism to this family. I'm blessed to do that. I mean, last time I taught catechism was about 20 years ago, and this family don't have access to go to catechism, so they haven't been baptized, and some of the kids are all grown up, and so I could go to their house and teach them catechism. I'm just kind of amazed that I can teach them the truth and bring to light the good news to people, to children who don't know anything. And they're, you know, intelligent, they're soaking it all in, and they're learning, and enjoying what they're learning, and they're realizing the purpose of life. And I can give them the fullness of the truth and the gospel, because I'm Catholic, which is that we have the fullness of truth. We can share that to the world, and there's meaning and purpose of life, and a guidebook, all the teachings of Jesus, all the teachings that we learn from the church, the infinite wisdom of the church, all of the knowledge that has developed since the time of Christ that God has revealed through the Holy Spirit, the developments of everything that God, Jesus has given to us that we understand more and more fully. Theologians have delved into and they've sorted through and got rid of all the error and fine-tuned the truth and all these things we can learn in the Catholic faith. You know, Protestants have learned a lot of good things, and they have scholars, and they learn a lot of beautiful things, and they're amazed at their Christianity. And then many Protestants, it's a lot of things they don't quite make sense, and if they keep searching and searching, they find the Catholic faith. How many converts have just come in completely amazed when they come to the Catholic Church? They're happy as Protestants, and they're immensely more happy as Catholics when they realize the whole fulfillment of everything Jesus has taught us, things that were hidden, things that were closed off to them by certain Protestant scholars who are blind and who don't want to admit the truth of the Catholic faith. But then when they learn it and they embrace it, how immensely happy they are. Talk to any of them. Read many of the books on the converts to the Catholic faith. They're just so enormously happy and full of joy and understanding. They just come to Mass and they weep for the beauty of the Mass, which they understand more than many of us do, because they've studied it and learned and got to the roots of it, and they've gone to the church fathers, and they've sorted through all the mistakes of the Protestant faith. They've learned so many things. They're just overwhelmed with joy, and they keep studying and learning more and more the depths of truth and beauty of our Catholic faith, all centered on the person of Jesus, who is our one joy. Jesus taught us and gave us the Catholic faith, the church, everything. He revealed his Father to us. He revealed the truth to us. All we need to do is focus on him and all he's taught, which brings us to the good news, the gospel. You know, all we have to do is, you know, we want to read the gospels and then learn. I remember when I was a teenager reading the gospels when I was bored during Christmas, the vacation, just being bored after losing and my poker playing with my brothers and gambling and being kind of down, and just pick up the Bible and read the Old Testament, which was fun and interesting. You can read the stories of the Old Testament, but then you read the Gospels, it's just totally life transforming. You read the one of the Synoptic Gospels, and then read the Gospel of John, and read the words, and you delve into the character and the person of Jesus. You're just totally amazed of the person of Jesus and his power and strength of character, and all the beautiful things he says, and all the things that enlighten us on how to live our life, how to have purpose and meaning, and how to handle and find answers to the mysteries and problems of life and suffering and how to be a more perfect person. You know, you read the Gospels, and that's not the end of it. We can delve into the Gospels for the rest of our life and find more and more deep meaning in the Word of God, but especially reading the Gospels, which tell us about Jesus, the person of Jesus and all his teachings. This is really good news for us in this life. Through the walking of this life, how to into our own life, how to perfect myself as a person, how to deal with others, how to practice charity, how to deal with suffering and hardships, and all the answers are there in the Gospels and the teachings of the Church. This is really good news that we have. And, you know, we want to learn this as Catholics, especially because we have the fullness of the good news. And that doesn't make us proud and, you know, this is mine and I've learned it on my own. No, we accept it humbly and thankfully and gratefully and say, thank you, God. And I pray that I live it, or else it's all going to come down on my head because I'm not observing it. I'm not living it. I'm not taking advantage of it. And I'm not sharing it. When we realize what we have and we share it, we have to share it absolutely have to teach it and spread the good news to everyone in word, but especially in deed and in example. And we can't give what we don't have. We must live it fully. And this is bottom line, living the gospel. We can know it all and then not live it and just be a failure. Well, we know it all, we live it, and then we share it and spread the good news, which is what we're called to do, which is what Jesus did throughout his 3 years of public life until his death, dying for all of us, showing us with the absolute heroism of the most perfect person to live. Jesus is really, truly the hero of our life, and every other hero is just an example of Jesus following in his example, carrying the cross, loving God and neighbor, no matter how difficult it is, because of the power and the grace of God living in us and doing great things in us. So again, this is good news that we want to recognize and live and share. Oh,